Hello friends, welcome to Advanced Studio Classroom. My name is Campbell, and right now we are in the midst of studying our technology article for the month of October. It's been a full 2 days. The first day we studied about Amazon. We learned about their new service provider that provides a platform for people to upload their own videos and get paid to do it by selling that content to viewers. And yesterday we learned about cognitive computing and the new development of the technology that is coming out that allows computers to think in similar ways to humans. And today we're going to be talking about Twitter and how that is also helping us to live better lives. But as usual, before we get into our article, let me introduce our panelists for today. Albert, are you ready to discuss our article for today?
Yes, of course. It's good to be back.
It's good to have you. You always have a lot of good insight.
Thank you.
And we have a very young panelist here, Michelle.
Hi.
Hi.
Good to be back too.
Now, yesterday we had an interesting discovery where it took you a second to recognize what Kodak was, right?
Yeah.
But,
yeah.
You know, today we should be discussing something you're more familiar with. We're going to be talking about Twitter, right?
Yeah.
This
I
is
don't
more
have
your
Twitter,
generation.
But most people at my school probably do.
Mm-hmm. Twitter is a very modern type of thing, right? And it is a social media platform, and it's something that a lot of people are using in the States mostly, where they get to share their thoughts and short clips and videos.
Right. I mean, Twitter for me is always a weird puzzle. I think the only two times that it really stood out for me was when there was riots in
mm-hmm.
other countries,
right.
And people tweeted to break news. It was like breaking news,
right.
And like traditional journalism couldn't get there fast enough,
right.
And they were following Twitter accounts.
Right. Yeah.
That was really cool. It's
yeah.
like there at the moment. And another thing is just to communicate with quote-unquote important people,
right.
Like CEOs and celebrities would use Twitter to answer
right.
your questions
right.
or to talk to you.
Yeah, it just makes them more accessible, right?
Right?
You know, in the past, there's no way for you to actually talk to Brad Pitt or Angelina Jolie, but, you know, now you can follow them on Twitter and you
tweet
can
them.
Tweet them, send them a message, and they might tweet you back.
That's right.
Which is kind of crazy. So, Twitter, and today we're talking about this new application for Twitter and how people are using it to help people do something really important. And what is that?
To stop their habit of smoking.
That's right, to quit smoking. And that's why today's title is From Twitter to Quitter. Now, we usually don't encourage people to quit things. It's never good to quit. But when it's a bad habit like smoking, it is good to quit.
Right, there's usually like a bad connotation when you call somebody a quitter.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Right, but today we are going to be using Twitter to help you become a quitter in a good way. So let's get started. Our article is on page 19 of your magazine. So if you've got your magazine, please open to page 19 or you can join us on your mobile device.
From Twitter to Quitter. A new study by researchers at the University of California, Irvine and Stanford University has found that Twitter could offer health benefits for those looking to quit smoking. The study examined participants in a Twitter-based smoking cessation program called Tweet to Quit, which delivers automated, private self-help messages to groups of smokers who are looking to quit. Tweet to Quit sends messages that follow clinical guidelines for helping someone quit smoking. They offer up positive, open-ended questions aimed at sparking discussion within the group. Questions such as, "What will you do when you feel the urge to smoke?" offer followers the opportunity to share ideas and strategies to kick the habit.
So this is a new program that two universities are conducting, and it is actually a study, and it is being run by the University of California, Irvine, UCI, and Stanford University, which are both universities in California. And what did they find?
They found that Twitter could actually offer health benefits for those looking to quit smoking.
That's right. So, how did they do this study? Well, they examined participants in a Twitter-based smoking cessation program called Tweet to Quit. Basically, how it works is they set up a website, and it is tweettoquit.com, and they invite people to sign up, and then they assign people to groups. And then they will have discussions, and they ask you to set a quit date, and then they give you messages to help you to accomplish your goal. So this is called a smoking cessation program. Now, what does this word cessation mean?
It means ending or stopping, and, you know, I feel like it really, this article really goes well with our ever-changing technology theme. You know, it's like Twitter originally wasn't for this to help people kick habits.
Right.
And now we have an automated service that helps people to be that support group or that person that you lean on.
That's right. Yeah. And so I looked it up online, and basically the rationale or the thinking behind this program is that, well, past research shows that face-to-face peer interaction is a strong source of support for smokers who want to quit.
Mm-hmm.
This study is hoping to open more channels of communication among smokers using social media networks. And basically, they want to provide a support group. You know, when you're trying to do something or you're trying to lose weight or change a habit, it's always helpful to have people around you.
Right.
And sometimes your friends aren't available.
Mm-hmm.
So they're trying to provide a community for you and other peers who are trying to do the same thing, and you kind of encourage each other.
Right, and sometimes even if your friends are available, it's like maybe they cannot relate. Maybe they are not smokers themselves,
mm-hmm.
or they have advice that you have.
Right.
It's basically a support group, but crowdsourcing it to the point where, hey, there's always somebody to help you.
Right, and the benefit of doing it through social media is you can have people from around the world or around the country.
Right.
So you might have a partner who is in New York, and you live in California, you know, and so that kind of opens up the world a bit.
Right.
And the way it works, as we were saying, is that Tweet to Quit sends messages that follow clinical guidelines for helping someone quit smoking. So it's not just random messages. There's actual research behind it, and there's guidelines. And what do these messages offer?
They spark conversations.
Yeah, they offer up positive, open-ended questions, so you have conversations with people just all over around the world about how they're choosing to stop smoking.
Right. So a lot of times people want to do something, they don't know how to do it, and they're curious how other people are doing it, and this kind of gives them a platform where they can share their ideas. All right, and they give them strategies to help them kick the habit, right? And the kick the habit is an idiom, which just means to give up something harmful that you have done for a long time. So here we're talking about kicking the habit of smoking. All right, well, let's read the next section of our article. It's the strength of social media as a tool.
The strength of social media as a tool. Our current results indicate significant possibilities for using social media as a delivery mechanism for health prevention intervention, specifically in smoking cessation, says Cornelia Peckman, professor of marketing at the University of California, Irvine. Because of the low cost and high scalability of social media, Tweet to Quit has tremendous potential to deliver low-cost tobacco treatments on a global scale. Peckman and Judith J. Prochaska, associate professor of medicine at Stanford, conducted the study, which found that Tweet to Quit participants reported a 40% smoking abstinence over a 60-day period versus 20% abstinence for the study's smoking cessation control group that did not use the Twitter platform.
All right, so what are the current results that they have been finding?
The current results actually indicate significant possibilities for using social media as a delivery mechanism for health prevention intervention, and specifically in smoking cessation.
Right, so helping people to quit smoking, which is great. You know, I think sometimes people need that medical intervention to quit smoking. They're not
right.
able to do it on their own strength, through their own strength. They need some help. And usually in the past, that is not as readily available, but now they have this social media, and they're able to deliver the health prevention intervention. That sounds catchy. Health prevention intervention. Okay. What is an intervention exactly?
An intervention, I want to say, is when you need to insert help.
Mm-hmm.
You want to, like, bring notice. I feel like something along those lines.
Yeah, when you're when you have an intervention, you're basically intervening, which just means you take part in something as a way to prevent or alter the result, right? So here we are intervening. We're coming into the situation and we're trying to help people to stop smoking. And what are the benefits of social media?
It's not only low cost, but it also has a high scalability.
Right. So it's not expensive, right? Because most social media is free to use. And high scalability, which just means that you can expand it. You can make it bigger.
Right. Usually sometimes when you scale things up, it gets more difficult.
Mm-hmm. But with social media, it's easy. I mean, just think about how videos go viral, right? So
mm-hmm.
it's easy to make things bigger and bigger without extra cost. Now, Tweet to Quit has tremendous potential to deliver low-cost tobacco treatments on a global scale. So as we were saying earlier, you're able to expand this worldwide, so you're not just limited to a certain area.
Right. And I mean, like, traditionally, trying to quit to smoke, it costs more than smoking itself.
Uh-huh.
It costs about $80 USD for a month's supply of nicotine patches.
Right.
And if that is not as effective, there's also pills that you can take that block receptors so your body does not react to nicotine.
Right.
And those cost about $300 a month. So it's really expensive. And here we have something that, you know, anybody with an internet connection can sign up for Twitter.
Yeah. And actually, Tweet to Quit, if you look on the website, they actually provide 8 weeks of free nicotine patches and 6 weeks of free nicotine gum to use during the study.
Whoa.
So it is, even for that, you know, I mean, I'm not a smoker, but if I wanted to quit smoking,
right,
that might be a good incentive, right? Okay, so we are hearing from several people here. The first person that we heard from was Cornelia Peckman, and she is professor of marketing at the University of California, Irvine. Okay, so that's UCI. And again, the other university involved here is Stanford University. And so the professor we hear from is Judith J. Prochaska. And the two of them conducted the study, which found that Tweet to Quit participants reported a 40% smoking abstinence over a 60-day period, which is pretty impressive.
Right, and the word abstinence means just to restrain yourself from indulging in something, typically alcohol or drugs, etc.
Right. And 40% compared to 20% of the people who didn't participate in this Twitter platform, right? So here we see the phrase control group. Anytime there's any kind of medical or scientific study, there's always a control group. So you have people who use the medicine or who use the procedure or who use the social media, and then there are people who don't, and then they do a comparison of the two.
Right, and the control group is what we call it, establishes a benchmark, so you know, like, oh, is there improvement, or
right.
is there no effect at all?
Right, and so we do see that there is a difference. People who use the program compared to people who didn't use the program had more success.
Right.
Okay. All right, so positive results. Let's see what they are. Let's continue our article.
Positive results. Incorporating social media delivered auto messages written by tobacco treatment experts was effective in promoting smoking cessation, Peckman says. The twice daily messages encouraged people to tweet their group members, which made them more accountable for quitting. It's the real-time social aspect upon which Twitter is based that could be the key for the kind of immediate help and accountability that helps smokers succeed in a cessation program. As Prochaska, the online virtual support groups provide us with novel insights into the process by which smokers are committing to quitting and supporting each other in these efforts. Our findings provide evidence to help reestablish clinical recommendations on the utility of support networks for aiding cessation.
So they've been incorporating social media delivered auto messages written by tobacco treatment experts. Has this been effective?
Yeah, there's actually been a reported 40% smoking abstinence for those who use Tweet to quit versus the 20% abstinence for those who did not use this Twitter platform.
Right, so they have been able to use this platform, and what they mean by incorporating, which just means they've put to use these auto-delivered messages, right? These delivered auto messages to the people who are in this program. So they're kind of sending these messages to encourage people. And how often do they get these messages?
They get it twice daily. You know, I would like to imagine that, you know, quitting a habit or just any habit in general is a really kind of a lonely experience. Because,
mm-hmm.
you know, you were a smoker and your friends, I'm guessing, are also smokers. And you're
right.
quitting and you're going through this thing by yourself. They're
right.
probably not quitting at the same time. And the friends that you know that don't smoke, they don't really know what you're going through.
Mm-hmm.
And here you have people who are quitting alongside you as well, and they can join you. And, you know, as humans, we're really social, and they can also hold each other accountable.
Right, yeah. And I think it's great that they have these twice daily, because then they're kind of getting constant reminders to get involved in the group, right? Because, I mean, they're also starting a new habit.
Right.
And that is to be involved in this Twitter group. And it's the real-time social aspect upon which Twitter is based that could be the key for the kind of immediate help and accountability that helps smokers succeed in a cessation program. So one of the keys in being able to help someone quit is that kind of immediate attention, right? Just that, like, hey, I really need a cigarette right now. You know,
right.
someone talk me out of it, right?
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't have that person who is your accountability partner next to you,
right.
it can be hard, you know. But if you have that Twitter, it's kind of that instant. You know, most of us are attached to our phones, right? And
yeah.
so when we have that Twitter message, the phone lights up, we see someone needs help, we can talk them off the ledge in a way.
Yeah, and the more, you know, we talk about this, the more I'm growing to appreciate how they're using Twitter and how appropriate it is to use this, the social media platform Twitter, because, you know, it's like 140 characters or less, so the messages are short. And so you will know that when someone's calling for help, it won't be like whole paragraphs of words, but it'll be like something short, and you can reply, and it'll be really short. And so it's like quick, simple, accessible, and like we previously mentioned, scalable.
Right, and so the online virtual support groups also provide the researchers with novel insights into the process by which smokers are committing to quitting and supporting each other in these efforts. So it's not only helping the smokers to quit, they're also helping the researchers to understand kind of the mindset that these people go through as they're quitting, so they can help even more people. So it's really interesting what they're able to do with Twitter and with social media. And they're also finding that they're also finding some evidence that help reestablish clinical recommendations on the utility of support networks for aiding cessation. So just how helpful it is to have these support networks. Right, and I feel like this is something that can maybe be expanded to other areas as well. Right, for example, maybe someone wants to lose weight and they want to start an exercise program. This might be a great way for people to establish that kind of accountability group. Or as Albert mentioned earlier, you know, with abstinence, the idea of alcohol.
Right.
Maybe they want to quit drinking. This might be a great way to help them. I can see, and this is, goes back to the idea of scalability, right? You can expand it to other areas as well.
Right. I mean, like, Twitter has a huge user base.
Mm-hmm.
Usually with support forms or websites, you have to create an account, and, you know, there's a lack of people participating. But with here, you know, maybe someone has a Twitter account because they wanted to connect with friends, and along the way, you know, they pick up smoking or something.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe along the way, they want to help someone out with, like, alcohol problems or
right.
any other things, like you were saying. Like, we can apply this to other things to help people quit something.
Right. Yeah. And what's interesting is that they're not just random messages that are getting sent out. They're actually written by tobacco treatment experts. So they're kind of well-crafted messages sent specifically to encourage people and to help people to have the motivation and the desire to quit smoking. And I think this is great. A lot of people do want to quit smoking. They know it's a bad habit, but they feel like they can't, or they don't know how to, or they don't have that support. And this makes it easy for people to get that kind of support.
Right. Like the article says, it's a very novel way. And usually novel, the word, the noun at least, it refers to like the books,
mm-hmm.
right? Fictitious
mm-hmm.
books.
Mm-hmm.
But here it's an adjective, and it means new and original, not like anything seen before. And I feel like that's a really appropriate way to describe this.
Yeah, definitely. I think it was very innovative of them to think of doing it in this way. I would have never thought to use social media in this way.
Right.
But I think as I was reading this article, I was trying to think, okay, well, what other applications could this kind of thing, this kind of program be put into? Can you guys think of any?
I could see this expanding to other social media networks. I know right now Snapchat's really trending, Instagram.
What? What are those things?
Snapchat is this new thing where you basically can send either pictures or videos, or you can even just directly message people, and you can choose how long these pictures send for and how long they can see it. And there's also stories in which you can just keep updated on what people are doing. So you could take a picture of your food and then put it on your story, and then people see it later and they're like, oh, looks like Michelle just went to this restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
And I could see that being like, oh, look, maybe some famous person, because you can follow people, famous people on your stories
mm-hmm.
too. I could see people being like, oh, look, this famous person is choosing to stop smoking, choosing
mm-hmm.
to stop drinking and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it'll encourage other people to do the same.
Yeah. Yeah, I think Albert mentioned earlier that we are social creatures. So I think having that network and that support to help you to accomplish your goals is huge. And so definitely I'm trying to think of how I can incorporate this into my life. You know, I definitely would like to eat more healthy and maybe get more exercise. So maybe I can start a tweet to lose.
I mean, well, no, that's a really good idea. And I feel like Michelle has touched upon something that I didn't even consider, which was like, hey, you know, a lot of celebrities now are on social media, and, you know, celebrities are role models, and there are people who are also famous and they're role models, and now they have this tool to reach millions of people that, you know, listen to them and follow them, and they can help, you know, for better or worse. They can help people change their lifestyles.
Uh-huh.
They can, before you would have to like sign up for a mailing list or something, and nobody liked getting emails. It's just annoying. But
uh-huh.
here, you know, they can make it fun. You can just make a real impact.
Right.
Yeah. So the possibilities are endless, and it's very encouraging that we have these technology that are ever changing.
Yeah. And you know, what was interesting is the first 2 days we talked about Amazon and IBM. So these were kind of more internal shifts and internal changes that these companies were doing. But now with Twitter, this is kind of, Twitter itself isn't doing this. It's kind of an outside, you know, organization that is using this platform, right? So Twitter itself is not changing. But this outside company or this out, these two researchers, they're kind of incorporating this already available tool into their kind of program that helps people to quit smoking. And I think that's really, really smart. You know, that is the purpose of all this technology that we are getting. If you have this technology and there's no application for it, right, there's no point, right? Watson can be the smartest computer or software in the world, but if no one is applying it in a practical way, there's nothing that it's going to be. It's of no use.
No, that's a really good point. The other point, the theme that I was thinking about when you mentioned this was like how we have all this information out there, and like you said, if we can use it in a contextually and like appropriate way, then it'll be really helpful.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, we have some amazing students who listen to this program, and you all have amazing minds, and so I'm sure you guys can come up with hundreds of different ways to use social media and some of these new things that we've been talking about. And so we'd love to hear from you. Share with us. What are some of your ideas? Maybe some of you can create something like this tweet to quit to help other people. You know, and if you do, we'd love to hear about it. So do keep in touch with us. Check us out on Facebook, online, different social media. I think we're also on Instagram, things like that. Okay, so do check us out. Check out the QR code for sure, as usual, and you'll be able to get some more information and get some interesting features about this article. All right, well, friends, time is up for us. We hope that you've enjoyed the past 3 days with us with this technology article, and we hope that you'll join us again next time for another article. Take care, friends. Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.